John Harrison is my hero. He figured out how to make a living eating ice cream. Well, tasting it, actually. John Harrison is the master taster for Edie's Grand Ice Cream, otherwise known as Dryers if you live west of the Rockies. John Harrison joins me now from Tasting Central, the quality control room at Edie's factory in Union City, California. Mr. Harrison, I've got some ice cream from your factory sitting in front of me. Can you walk me through the tasting process?
Be happy to. Let's take that Dreamery Coney Island waffle cone.
Oh, and I'm tearing off the top, and it looks so good.
Just take a small amount right off the top.
Well, you have this in front of you as well, don't you?
That's correct.
Okay, I've got my scoop off the top.
All right, now what we're going to do next is we're going to invert that spoon, turn it upside down because we want to cover all 9,000 taste buds. Now, over the years, I've kind of perfected a tasting method I call the three S's, Corva, and that stands for swirl, smack, and spit. You don't have to swallow to taste. We swallow to get nutrition.
And I've got my spoon inverted.
Three.
Okay.
Now you want to aerate it.
Now what?
You're looking for that top note, that cream. You're looking for that pure vanilla. Looking for that caramel, sugars, clean. You get that crunchy of the waffle cone, chocolate-covered waffle cone piece.
Oh, Lord. Mm,
that's nice. When you're aerating, what you're doing is bringing in that ambient room temperature into the mouth, and that's warming up the sample. You're driving up that top note to the olfactory nerve right above the nose. And that's where we experience all of the flavor profiles, because on the tongue, all we have is bitter, salt, sour, and sweet. Although that top note, that fresh cream, that caramel note, is coming from the olfactory nerve.
Well, the olfactory nerve has just recognized the waffle cone portion of this, so, all right.
Well, while you're tasting, to my knowledge, there's only four ways to consume ice cream. And you can lick, chew, drink, or bite. And the biters want nothing to do with the lickers, and we're talking ice cream, of course.
Okay. Mr. Harrison, I understand that you have a family history in the dairy business.
Four generations. My great-grandfather, New York City, Manhattan, 1880, had two ice cream and candy parlors. And then my grandfather started the first dairy co-op. My father owned a dairy ingredient company. I even had an uncle that owned an ice cream factory, and I grew up in his ice cream factory, you know, through the summer months, but little did I know at that point that, you know, I'd grow up and get paid to taste ice cream, as I've been doing now for the past 20 years.
After 20 years in the business, Mr. Harrison, do you ever just go out for a cone? I mean, really?
Well, I've got at least four packages in my freezer right now at home. Ice cream is just one of those comfort foods, you know, you had a bad day. Nothing like, you know, a bowl of ice cream.
Oh, I know. It's okay. John Harrison joining me from the quality control room of Dryers, Edie's Grand Ice Cream. Mr. Harrison, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you. Have a great summertime of ice cream.
Thanks. It's NPR, National Public Radio.